Hello and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, the podcast where we discuss cybercrime and cybersecurity news every single week. This week we will be discussing a data breach involving a tech company that many are familiar with, for both the corporate world and personal electronics. Dell. I'm generally a fan of Dell, I enjoy their XPS lines, but currently I have and use an Inspiron. Although, if you are at a company that provides you with a laptop, you're likely familiar with the Latitude. It has an Ethernet port on the side. But if you recently purchased a Dell laptop for yourself or your company, your information may be out there. A post on Breach Forums, a forum on the deep web where threat actors sell information obtained from hacks, shows that a threat actor simply named Menelik attempting to sell a Dell database on April 28, 2024. The post claims that the database contains records from 49 million customers and other information systems purchased from Dell between 2017 and 2024. Menelik claims that this database includes full names or company names, address including city, postal code, country, service tags of the systems purchased, ship date, start of warranty, specific warranty plan, serial numbers, but only on monitors, Dell customer numbers, and order numbers. Notably, no payment details or social security numbers were included in the dataset, which is good and means the chances of identity fraud occurring from this specific breach are rather slim. There being no email address or phone numbers does make phishing more difficult, but not impossible. After all, with full names available, it isn't all that hard to look up someone's contact information. I, for example, have the curse of being very easily Googleable due to having a rather unique name. However, for people with more common names, a lot of narrowing down can be done with the address information. Dell recently released a very similar data breach notification to many customers that matches with the data that the post was advertising, suggesting, although not entirely confirming, that this is legitimate. However, the breach forum post was later deleted. This may seem like a good thing, but it could actually indicate that the data was sold privately, so it was taken down to provide exclusivity to the buyer and remove it from the dark web market. So, what could this database be used for? Why would someone want it? There's no banking information, no email addresses, no phone numbers. How are attackers supposed to use this data if there's not an easy way to contact customers or steal their money? Well, a lot of Dell's customers are organizations buying laptops for their employees. These laptops will also typically have a warranty or some sort of service or support agreement with Dell. I'm very familiar with calling a service tech from Dell to come by the office to take a look at a faulty hard drive, since a lot of internal IT help desk people will often void any warranties if they actually open laptops themselves to do hardware repairs. This may not be the most valuable to an individual user, but for a large organization, there's bound to be some defects in laptops, so having warranties on them is pretty important. Attackers can pretty trivially find information on a company online by just Googling it, and then figure out a way to contact the IT help desk to perform phishing attacks, especially since they have the service tag and order numbers, both of which would be looked up by the service desk to ensure that this is legitimate. After all, what's stopping an attacker from saying something like, "We need you to ship back these laptops with these tags or under this order number because of a hardware issue and we'll replace them for free," and then just taking off with a bunch of laptops? Alternatively, since they have the address information, threat actors can send physical mail offering other services. If there's anything scammers love, it's good ol' extended warranty scam. Of course, this can also target the average person, not just companies that are buying laptops. I usually avoid opening a lot of physical mail because, well, I get a lot of garbage. Maybe that's just my paranoid, security-minded self, but I am very suspicious of scams. And look over any special offers, see if anyone else has gotten it and if it's legit. Make sure any websites listed have the correct domain names and is not something weird that anyone can just come up with to trick people. Just because something comes to you physically via snail mail doesn't mean it's not a scam. If you receive any mail from Dell offering you an extended warranty, special deals on software, some kind of virus scan, or even a complimentary USB drive, throw it out. Don't go to any websites, don't plug in any USB drives. It may seem outlandish, but this is not the first time something like this has happened. It's happened with Best Buy a couple times. This is especially true if you've also received the data breach notification from Dell. Dell is currently investigating the breach, but they believe there is no significant risk due to the limited nature of the data exposed. I sort of disagree with this statement and could argue that full names and addresses are pretty sensitive data. You can't really commit identity fraud with that type of data, but as I stated, there's plenty of other scams that can work perfectly fine with that data, which rely on the customers of Dell trusting that only Dell is going to have this specific information about them, and only Dell is going to send them legitimate offers. There's still one question we haven't addressed. How was this data exposed? Menelik actually reached out to Bleeping Computer on May 10th, 2024, and said that they were able to steal the data after they found a portal for partners, resellers, and retailers that could be used to look up order information. Menelik claimed to be able to access the portal by registering fake accounts under fake company names, and had access without any kind of verification that they were a legitimate company. They then created a pretty simple script that generates 7-digit service tags and submitted them to the portal page to basically brute force scrape the returned information. Supposedly, this worked well because the portal didn't have any rate limiting, meaning that the threat actor was able to harvest the information by generating thousands of requests per minute without being blocked. The threat actor, after harvesting this data, apparently also emailed Dell on April 12th and 14th to report this bug to their security team. Menelik provided screenshots of the email to prove that this was done, although they also claim that Dell never replied and apparently didn't fix the bug until 2 weeks later, and that is when they posted the data to breach forums. Dell did confirm that the threat actor reached out to them, but declined to answer any further questions as this is an active law enforcement investigation. Thank you to Bleeping Computer, TechCrunch, Forbes, ARS Technica, and Security Week for information regarding this data breach and the API that was abused to harvest the data. I would be really interested to see what kind of attacks come out of this. But until next time, stay secure.